It's day 304 of hashtag 365. You know, tomorrow's a midweek weigh-in. I'm actually feeling quite confident about it. I think I've lost some weight. I feel lighter on my feet. My bloating's gone. Been doing really well this week. So, like I said yesterday, I'm back on it. And I think tomorrow's going to be good. Fingers crossed. We'll see how we get on. Anyway, it's day 304. There's 61 days remaining. Something happened yesterday, actually, that's a really good example of like how having all the concepts that we've talked about on this journey so far at the front of your mind can really help. And just listening to this podcast generally and doing this podcast can really help. So yesterday, got to lunchtime and a mate asked me for lunch. And this is what happened internally in my brain. And this happened in a matter of seconds, by the way. So first of all, so my friend said, oh, Al, should we go for some lunch? First of all, my chimp went absolutely wild. He was like, yes, lunch. Oh, Alex, wouldn't it be lovely to go for some lunch with your friend? Oh, you haven't seen them that much recently. And you know, then he upped the ante because it wasn't even really about food. He upped the ante, emotionally blackmailed me by saying things like, oh, you better not say no, Alex. They might not ask you again, or they may think you don't care. Emotional blackmail. That happened in the blink of an eye in my brain for my chimp. But I popped the chimp back in his electric cage that we've come to know and love. Stay in there, good sir. But then I found myself thinking, well, I suppose I could do. I could have my Huel drink, because I know I'm doing this Huel drink thing each day. Maybe I could have that for dinner rather than having that for lunch. So I could have a light lunch with my mate, and then tonight, rather than having dinner, I could have that and just switch it up a bit, you know. But then I thought to myself, no, Alex, that would be a break to your routine. And you know how important routine is where this is concerned. Just stick to the plan, stick to your routine. It's working. Don't break it. Don't be completely derailed just because someone's put an idea in your brain. Stick to your guns. And then finally, I thought, well, I'm not really actually hungry anyway, so I don't really need to eat. Thinking back to that Paul McKenna thing of only eat when you're hungry. And like I say, all of that whole train of thought happened in the briefest of moments. And then I said, nah, I can't really do a lunch because I'm in the last phase of hashtag 365 and I just don't want to mess it up. And if we go for lunch, then no matter how good I'm trying to be, even if we go somewhere healthy, I'm bound to eat something bad and then I'll feel guilty and la, la, la. Should we just go for a walk and get a coffee instead? And they're like, yeah, cool, all right, no problem. So all that kind of, you know, craziness and thought process going on in my brain. It's funny, isn't it? Well, how, you know, people don't really care. They're, you know, there's just an idea. You know, they're not, you know. If I'd verbalised all of that to them, they'd probably been like, whoa. Okay, I was just asking if you wanted to go for lunch. Oh, dear. But anyway, it's a great example that I thought of just how important it is to actually take that moment to think things through, even if it is just a moment, you know, to find that headspace, to make a decision that's actually in line with what you want to achieve. I think in this day and age, with everything that's going on in the world and technology and just the rapid pace of life, I think so many of us just never break out of that mode one of thinking, that type one of thinking. You know, we just act instinctively all the time. And we don't stop and analyze what's going on under the surface. And actually, really, that's what this whole podcast has been about. It's a constant reminder to stop, assess, think more deeply, and ultimately to give yourself the chance to make better decisions, decisions that are actually in line with your goals or aligned with your goals. And you know what? Thinking about it, when hashtag 365 is over in just 61 days from now, which I can't get my head around, I myself might just go straight back to day zero and just listen as a listener. You know, each day, just for a few minutes, just as a reminder to myself to keep making meaningful changes. You know, and how you have to consistently change your thought patterns, your habits and your actions to get to where you want to be. You know what I mean? Even when I'm at my target weight, even when hashtag 365, my journey is done in terms of that year, just listening to it each day will just keep it front of mind, you know, and make sure that I can maintain the positive things that I've learned and the healthy relationship with food, basically. Yeah, something to think about that. Anyway, I'll see you tomorrow. Oh, it's a midweek weigh-in. I'm excited about it. Makes a change.